Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise. And we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really glad you tuned in. Happy Monday to you. Well, we have got a great show ahead for you today. We're going to talk about what it means to be a true follower of Christ. And to be a true follower of Christ, we need to know who He is and who we are because of Him. We need to know what He says and what that means about our life. So both hours, we're wrapping our arms around this whole idea. First hour, it's another Artist Corner. Today, we're highlighting the group I Am They. Excited for you to meet these dear brothers and sisters in Christ, for you to hear their music. You have heard their music on this show before. I've played some of their songs during our bumpers going to break. Second hour, Roseanne and Randy Frazee join me. They're co-pastors with Max Lucado, and they've got a book on what it means to believe and what it means to follow Christ, to think like Him, to act like Him, to be like Him. Both hours, I really believe you're going to be inspired to remember who God is and who you are because of Him. So let me get you my first hour guest on the show, and we'll get this party started. I Am They is a worship team from Carson City, Nevada, with a ministry built on John 17 and the pursuit of discipleship. You can find them online at IamTheyBand.com. And today we're talking with Matt Hines, Sarah Palmer, and Adam Palmer, who perform with the band on vocals, drums, and guitar. Adam also plays the banjo. And so glad to have them on. We're going to hear some of their music today. I'm excited about that. But Matt, Sarah, and Adam, welcome to the program. All together now.
Hello there.
There we go. Yay, so good to have you guys. And I know we're talking to all three of you, and you're all huddled together. I'm so excited about that. So just to make it easier for you, I'll try to shout out your names before we get going. But, Matt, we'll start with you. We love to start the conversation every single day on Love the Promise and talk Scripture. And you, somebody from your group chose Matthew 6:33, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Love for you to speak to that passage, if you would.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you again just so much for having us. We all feel just super honored to be here and to share. I love the heart of what you're doing, and just really blessed to share. So thank you. This verse has just been kind of my life verse, I guess. I remember my mom kind of highlighted this in my life from a young age. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and you don't have to worry about all the other stuff. And I've just kind of seen it unfold in my life, I guess, now as a father, as a husband, as a leader of a household, and even a leader, in the band, and seeing what God has done in our band, and watching all these things unfold in our life. There's just so many times where we start to get concerned with the things going on around us instead of keeping our eyes fixed heavenward on Christ and on His kingdom and on things that are eternal and just putting that first, knowing that He'll provide.
Yeah, so good.
You
please go ahead. I thought I heard a pause, but you please go ahead.
I was just gonna say, that verse comes out of a whole section that Christ leads into teaching us how to pray, and it seems like that the whole Lord's Prayer in that passage has so much focus on who He is, on who God is, and not so much on necessarily who we are or the things that we're struggling with or going through. But and I think that that's so important in the trust, in the paradigm of trust and of faith to Christ. Seeking first His kingdom is knowing that, knowing who He is more than who we are or what we're facing, and then He goes on to say, do not worry, I take care of the flowers of the field and the birds of the air. I've got you covered. Just seek first the kingdom. So, yeah, so that verse has just been, massive in my life.
This is exactly why we do this every day. Matt, you just gave us really a fresh look at that whole passage in context. And as you're talking, I'm thinking of Psalm 46:10, where it says, cease striving and know that he is God. And it seems that parallels so much seeking first the kingdom, because we get into striving when we forget that he is God. You know, we start to make it all about us when we forget that it's all about him. And yet there seems to be a harmony in our life, even in hardship and in storms, when we get that part right, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's funny to watch how God, refines us and sanctifies us. It's never in a way that we're expecting. We can read these passages and try and wrap our hearts and minds around them as best we can. But really, when it comes down to it, it always hits you in a way you're not expecting. Life hits you in a way that you're not expecting. And these truths and these promises kind of find roots and anchor down in your heart. In a way that really challenges you. But I think that's all on purpose, and all in a way that will connect us better to Christ. So.
Excellent. Well, I'm talking today to the members of the group I Am They. We're going to be playing some of their songs. It's an artist corner today. Now, Sarah, this one's for you. Just wondering what the Lord's been talking about these days. Maybe you have a verse to share, or just maybe what you're learning in your faith journey these days.
Man, for me, I think a lot of what this year, last year, and then now this new year is continuing to show me is trusting. It's a continual growth in my faith and building of my faith and trusting God in the small things as much as I do in the big things, or vice versa. And I'm sure we'll end up playing the song today, but our new single that's coming out, Make a Way, is just a huge testament of that. And following, trusting, knowing that wherever he leads us, he won't leave us. He makes a way for us. He's continually carving a path. And just trusting that he knows what tomorrow looks like. That's huge.
So good. In fact, I might have, while I'm talking to Adam about this question, ask Matt to pull Make a Way, if that's not too hard, to put that ahead of the list. We might have to do that, just because I want you to hear every single word of that song. I think it'll minister to you today as you listen. So how about you, Adam? What's the Lord been talking to you about these days?
Well, it's kind of cool. Last year, I went through started around the end of 14. Went through a really hard battle with depression, honestly, and it was a hard season for me, and a hard season for Sarah and I together, just to walk through it as we're trying to navigate what that looks like in the context of like all the blessings around us. Like, why would I be feeling this way, God, if I have all these great things that you're doing ahead of us and before us and behind us? And it was just a really hard season for us, and I got going through and doing little devotional studies at nighttime before I went to bed rather than when I wake up in the morning. And that's kind of continuing on. I was looking through some of it last night of just some of the notes I made. Every single night before I went to bed, I'd read either a chapter or a big chunk of scripture and then write notes on it. And just as I was going through that valley, just seeing kind of the things that God was speaking to me then, I look back at now, I'm like, wow, this speaks to me still in a new way, even though I'm on the other side of that. And it's amazing. One of the most amazing ones I found was Deuteronomy 31:6, kind of a parallel Joshua 1:9. It says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord, your God, goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. And so just that truth, I think, has been very resonant in our band as we move forward. It's just that our God is with us.
Amen.
We don't have to call down his presence to be near us. It's already there. He's already with us. And it's just the unveiling of our own eyes to see that our God is with us through valleys. He's with us on mountaintops. And one of the things that I share shows a lot lately is that our God is not afraid of the dark. He's very present with us in any circumstance and situation. And I think that's a message that's very timely for all of us because, there's a journey that happens after we meet Christ. And it's not just a happy walk through a flowery field for the rest of our lives. There's some tough things that he provides strength and sustenance and shows his provident hand in as we're going through them.
Okay, that's got to be your next song that you write, that our God is not afraid of the dark, for one, I'm just saying. But, you know, Adam, I know so many people with platform ministries who've walked through anxiety and depression. I went through depression over 20 years ago, but for about a year. And, you know, and then there's thousands upon thousands who are dealing with it just in the shadows every single day. And I feel like God is allowing certain people of influence, not that he's obviously not causing it, but allowing it because it's going to give you such credibility to speak to the people who are in the dark. You know what I mean? And, I mean, you know, God is with you. Yeah. And I just feel like he's going to use what that enemy meant for evil. He's going to use for significant anointing and good in your life as you're up there ministering to people, because there are just so, when we cover the issue on the show, the phones light up. People are just dying to find some kind of glimpse of God in the midst of their valley of the shadow. So thank you for sharing that. Really appreciate it.
Amen.
All right. Yeah. So let's play the song Make a Way. And if Adam and Sarah and Matt want to comment on it after, but I just feel like somebody's listening today and you need this. And I feel like I got to say, you're busy doing a lot of other things and God's putting his hands on your face saying, no, stop all those things and listen to this song because it's for you. And if that's you, stop what you're doing right now and listen to this song, Make a Way from I Am They.
You call me.
That's from the group I Am They. We've got three copies of their amazing CD to give away. This is how we're going to do it. Email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Susie@myfaithradio.com. Put I Am They in the subject line. Give me your mailing address. Three of you will get a copy of this fantastic CD. It'll minister to you so much. Talking to Matt Hines, Sarah Palmer, Adam Palmer. They're members of the group I Am They. More with them in the Artist Corner when we return. Having a great day today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Blessed to have the members of the group I Am They on the show today for an Artist Corner. Those are some of our favorite features that we hear from you. Get to talk to such great artists like Jeremy Camp, Matthew West, Carrie Jobe. And today, I Am They. We're playing the music and giving you the stories behind the songs. So this question, Matt, is for you. Matt Hine, lead singer, I believe. Tell us how you found each other and how you came together as a group.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to make this as short as I can because it's a fun but long story. Adam and I were, we met around 2004, and we started writing together pretty shortly after. We just really hit it off musically and personally. So we started writing together, and I guess fast forward, after we had written some songs, the church he was going to, the pastor there asked him to put on a concert because they were opening a new building for the church. And instead of playing the songs we were writing, we thought it would be a better idea to just pull together a worship team and put on a worship night for our community. And so the only problem with that was in our small hometown of Carson City, Nevada, there was not enough people going to the church. The talent pool is real small, so we had to reach out to other churches, even by necessity, to pull together this worship team to make this night happen. So we did that, put together this worship team, had this night of worship. It was like a 3-hour long, you know, we just tried to give it our all. And the response from the community was just awesome. All these people turned up. And when I say all these people back home, that was about 300 people. But that was this great response, and so we, by the end of the night, just said, hey, do you guys want to keep doing this? And the response was kind of overwhelmingly yes, and so we kept doing this. About every other month, we would host this worship night, and at that time, it was called Solomon's Porch, and it just kind of snowballed from there until a local promoter came to one of those events, and just loved what was happening there and asked us if we wanted to open for a guy who was coming through town by the name of Matthew West. And we were shocked by that. And honestly, we had just, I guess, kind of like a regular worship team had just been playing our favorite worship songs, not writing our own. And so we had to write some songs. Adam wrote some songs to play this event for Matthew West and open for him, and Matthew ended up giving us a great review and said, you guys got to keep doing what you're doing and love this. And so we did, and we ended up at a festival in Spirit. It was called Spirit West Coast. It's over in California. And we signed up for this Battle of the Bands type deal. We played our set. We thought that we were actually out of the contest by that time. So we had actually played our little set of songs. We went back to the hotel, and then later that evening, my wife and her family were still at the festival, and they announced from main stage that I Am They had won or something like that. And so we were, I mean, I got the call. I was like, we just weren't expecting it at all. And so we kind of freaked out. And part of our prize was the ability to work with a producer in Nashville to track a single. And so we brought a song to Nashville, and sometime later, actually a few months later, we had to raise the money to get to Nashville. They gave us $500, but that wasn't enough for the six of us. So we got to Nashville, tracked this song. The producer loved it enough to send it to his, quote, friends. And his friends, as he called them, ended up being the five major record labels in Nashville. And we were, you know, again, not expecting that at all.
Wow.
We thought we were going to be sightseeing and just there hanging out for the week. And instead, we ended up meeting with the A&R heads at these record labels and just trembling and playing them our few little acoustic songs that we had. And they ended up liking them. And we ended up getting three of those labels to pursue us for the next
Okay, I have to jump in here because we're coming towards our hard break, and I want to play a portion of From the Day. But just for those who are artists who want to do this, this doesn't happen typically this way. I'm just saying. Okay, let's. What do you think, Matt? I'm talking to my producer, Matt. Do you think we should try? Okay, we're going to play about a minute and a half or so From the Day, and we'll be back in a minute here.
My sin was before me, I was swallowed by pride. But out of the darkness, you brought me to your light. You showed me new mercy and opened up my eyes. From the day you saved my soul.
Isn't that great? That's from the band I Am They, talking to Adam, Sarah, and Matt today. If you want a copy, we've got three to get in your hands. Email me, Susie, at myfaithradio.com. Put I Am They in the subject line. Give me your address. Maybe you'll get an album. Back in a moment.
From the day you saved my soul.
Amazing God that we serve and that we love. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Really honored to be talking to members of the group I Am They. I have to tell you, I learned about this group from our program director, our noon host, Neil Stavem. I think he was at a fundraiser in Nevada, actually, and he'd heard their music. He came home, said, Susie, you guys, you'd love these guys. Started to listen, got their album, and I do love them. Talking to Matt Hines, Sarah Palmer, Adam Palmer today, and Matt, before the break, shared about their story of how they really were put on the map and how God opened doors just to even a surprise to them. And Sarah, I would love to know, as you walk this journey out, outside of radio, I do writing and speaking, and there are journeys of highs and lows, of opposition and breakthrough. Is there anything about this journey, of kind of going from strength to strength that has surprised you? Anything you've learned about God, yourself, or just the journey itself?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, Matt had mentioned we were kind of pulling musicians from our small talent pool in Nevada. And when we were just in the worship ministry, we basically ran out of drummers. And for me, I kind of just stepped in and said, well, I'll give it a shot. And I started playing drums about 5 years ago. And so it's been a huge learning process for me, something I've always wanted to do but never really jumped into. And I discovered I had the talent to do it, and it's been completely unexpected. Never in a million years would have guessed that I would be playing drums for a national touring band, you know. I enjoyed my hobbies, and so for me that was just something unexpected. Like, one of the things that we say often is God is fulfilling dreams in our hearts that we didn't know we had. And sometimes he does that, you know, he fulfills the dreams that we do have, but then there's other ones that are just unexpected, and he allows us to find joy in that.
Very cool. Something very cool about a chick on the drums, I just got to say. Sister power. All right. Well, Adam, how about this? How about you set up the song We Are Yours?
Yeah, absolutely. So We Are Yours was written kind of just as a rally cry for the church. We wanted something that everyone can sing passionately along with. It's kind of the sing-along song in our set other than from the day, but just about storing our treasures in heaven and not in earth. Like, what we have is we have a hope eternal that has been paid for. It's already done. It's already complete. It's already finished. He's already proven his love. He's already proven his power of death. And so just kind of shouting that out with our fists in the air, saying, you can't take away what the world didn't give. Paid for more. And our hope is in heaven. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. And so that's kind of what this song is about for us.
Powerful. Here we are. We Are Yours from I Am They.
We've known has been torn apart, and now we have.
Fantastic. That's from I Am They. We Are Yours. I'm Susie Larson, and we've got three copies of I Am They's album, so this is how we're going to do it. We're not taking calls today. I want to give them as much time as possible. So email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Put I Am They in the subject line. Give me your mailing address, and you'll go in the drawing. Three of you will get a copy of their album. And their songs are just so excellent, so well written. Adam, I'd love to know this. You know, I know that, you know, whenever God makes a move, it's like the devil makes a plan to oppose him and to oppose his people. Would love to know what kind of just opposition, warfare, anything that you've encountered and how you've learned to stand as you're taking this new ground that God is giving you.
Man, it's been a challenge because there's been so many unexpected things in our path, even in the last year with this band, where we've kind of weathered some pretty intense things just being on the road. One of the bigger things was we had our van broken into on the Rock and Worship Roadshow tour, and we lost $16,000 worth of stuff.
Oh, my.
Small items. And so we just had that happen when we're on the road, and you just feel like the wind's sucked out of you, and, like, you kind of go forward and, like, okay, God, like, how are we supposed to perform tonight? We don't have our click track or our tracks for our live playing or anything like that. What are we doing? And God still provides a way. So I think one of the biggest things for me is just trusting in the truth that God is able, that God has a plan. And it's been a recurrent theme for me in my life, just revelatory, is that God is unable to be surprised. Like, no matter what we go through, it's not surprising him. He's not kind of be taken back and be like, oh man, I didn't see that coming. Like, he always knows what's coming. He always knows what's happening. And so just kind of trusting in that, and it freed me up from leaving so much out of my hands into his hands and saying, I trust you because you're able and because you have a plan. And so it's just been the intentionality of you know, not making a separation between big faith and little faith, meaning little faith are like the daily things that we get through that we feel like we have to do on our own. And big faith is like, he's called us to move across the country. Like, how are we going to do that? We don't know, but we're going to trust him. Sometimes I've noticed that little faith for us comes a little more difficult, ironically enough.
So true.
And so trying to walk through each day with the mentality is, I can trust with these big things, and surely I can trust with these little things as well, and releasing that fully to him.
Appreciate you telling that story, because so often I think when people see what's happening with you and even how your story came about, they might over-glamorize it and just, you know, being a road warrior is not for sissies. It's exhausting and it can be draining, and there's just times where you want a different kind of rhythm. And so I just appreciate you sharing some of that backstory battle that it goes with the territory. And hey, Matt, wondering if you could set up the song King of Love for us.
Oh, yeah, sure. King of Love is actually a hymn that was penned back in the late 1800s. I think it's like 1868 or something like that. And we heard, we actually sat down in a co-write with, not sure if anyone out there knows Stoogie from an old Christian band called Delirious. But it was our first time ever getting the opportunity to sit down and meet him and write with him. And I remember he spoke up in his British accent and said, have you guys heard the song King of Love? And we looked at these lyrics, and it was just like, just such a rich, rich hymn. And so we sat down and worked on the song, and it was a reworking of this hymn. And actually, that's kind of become a theme that we wanted to carry through as I Am They, is having a hymn on each album, a hymn reworking. So that was our first one, called King of Love.
Awesome. So let's hear this one, King of Love.
The King of Love, my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. He's mine forever. With streams of living water flow, my ransom soul he leadeth. And where the verdant pastures grow, with
Talking to I Am They, Adam, Sarah, and Matt. More with them when we return. Tuning in today, I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. I'm talking to members of the group I Am They. So glad to have you listening today. We've been telling you some of the stories behind the songs and just about their journey. And this is their debut album. And we've got three copies to get into your hands. So if you email me, you're going to go into a drawing. I've already seen a number of you email me. Susie@myfaithradio.com. Love you. That you just loving listening to the music, hearing their stories. Susie@myfaithradio.com. Put I Am They, T-H-E-Y, in the subject line and give us your mailing address. Your name will go into a drawing. So, Sarah, I'm wondering, you know, at the beginning of the show, it was Matt or Adam told the story about how you guys kind of came together, led a worship night, competed, won, went to Nashville, got a record deal. I mean, it really doesn't normally happen that way. And I'm wondering, prior to some of these open doors flying open for you, did you have a time where you wondered how long God would maybe wait to fulfill your dream? Any kind of internal process that you went through before the fruition, the answers came to pass in your life?
For me specifically, yes. No, because I didn't necessarily have that dream of being a performing artist. I always love music, but I personally am more of a behind-the-scenes person. It's definitely been a structure for me to be not only on stage, but usually on a riser and with lights on my face. And, you know, it's definitely a stretch for me and great, really awesome. But I think regardless of whether we got signed or not, we were so happy and content doing the ministry that God called us to in our little hometown. And to this day, probably still would have continued doing it. That worship ministry that we started lasted 8 years before we had to call it quits and move to Nashville and do this next ministry. And so that was something we were so faithful to, and it became, you know, in hindsight, one of the things that God entrusts you with the smaller things to give you the bigger things. And, you know, it was really a surprise, I thought.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that, though, Sarah. So, Adam, would you talk to the person who's listening today who maybe is walking through the valley of the shadow and wondering when their dream might come true? And I know these stories inspire faith and hope in some, and others it's like, when will that happen for me? Do you have any words of encouragement for that person kind of in the waiting room right now?
Yeah. I've talked to other artists about the same kind of situation, how they got to where they're at. And it's always been very organic. God has just opened doors and provided for them. Some of them were dreaming from it, and some of them were kind of, it almost feels like it was a segue from their normal life plan that they had mapped out. And God just said, wait a second, have you said you want to do anything for me? So I'm mapping it out this way. So a lot of it was just being faithful where we're planted and trying to be excellent in whatever we did. Whenever opportunities arose, we'd give it our absolute best. Anytime anything happened for us, we'd give it our absolute best. But, you know, if just to speaking to people that might be in a dark place in the shadow of the valley of death right now, it's just know that God is closer than your very breath, that he is with you, that he cares about you, he loves you. And I'm not talking in the sense of the church at large right now. I'm talking to you, the individual listener that's hearing this. He loves you, He proved it, and he desires fellowship and intimacy with you. So just know that, even though sometimes it doesn't feel like that, just walk through that truth in knowing that he's demonstrated that. Ask him to continue to demonstrate it, and he will. He's so faithful. He's so good.
Adam, thanks so much for that. We've got one more song we're going to play. Matt, I'm wondering if you'd set it up for us. It is Here's My Heart.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Here's My Heart is a worship song that we chose to put on our record and kind of even demonstrates the heart of who we are as a band. We were birthed out of worship ministry, and so this song really meant a lot to us. To just say, we've kind of said that we want our ministry to go before our music, and that ministry is worship, and that ministry is uniting the body of Christ as the collective they. And so this song has been such a huge element in that, to see the body of Christ rally around this cry of surrender. And that's what Here's My Heart is this offering of our hearts, of our lives to God, and saying, God, I trade who I am for who you are, and it's proclaiming these truths of who God is over our lives, and at the same time offering ourselves and putting ourselves on the offerings on the altar and saying, God, take it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Scripture talks about you desire truth in my inmost being, and in those hidden places you'll make me know wisdom. So as you're listening today, maybe you're driving, you're at home at your kitchen table with a cup of coffee, as you hear these lyrics, Here's My Heart, speak what is true. I just challenge you to echo your own heart's cry before the Lord with these words, and be open to God speaking truth where maybe you believe a lie, to bring clarity where you've maybe been confused. But just let the song be a prayer of surrender for you today as well. Let's hear from I Am They, the song Here's My Heart. been such a quick hour, wonderful hour. Matt, as we wrap up, wondering if you would pray for that listener today who just needs a word of encouragement, needs just the chance to look up again. Would you pray?
Absolutely. Father, we just come to you knowing who you are. We just lift you high and fix our eyes on you, Father. And I pray for those who are struggling right now, who are facing difficulties, maybe greater than they've ever faced before. I pray that you would just speak your truth into them, that they would recognize that you are light, that you are hope, that you are life, that you conquered death, that you conquered hell. Father, I just pray that you would just call forth life in them, Jesus. Mm. And Father, I pray that your love would just overwhelm them, surround them, Lord, and bring them to a place of life again, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, and we love you, and we glorify you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Matt, Theron, Adam, thank you for your time, and thank you for all you're doing for the kingdom.
Thanks,
Judy. Good to be with you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And check out them. I Am They, loving the music. Lots of emails saying you love them, too. So glad to have them on today. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll hear my interview with Randy and Roseanne Frazee. We're going to talk about what it means to walk intimately with God, to believe his promises are true. We throw that word around. I'm a believer. But do you really believe what God says about Jesus, about us, about eternity? We're going to talk about that next. Hour 2 is up next.